In Hebrew, the idea of holiness means not only separation from, in a negative sense, separation from the world, worldly ways, etc., but more positively, separation unto the positive things. We are separated from the world and the ways of the flesh, but separated unto the ways of God. That is what holiness is. That's why it's connected sometimes with the idea of sanctification and dedication. We are dedicated in the sense that we are made holy, holified, if you wish. We're separated from the negative things of the world unto the things of God. And unless that is clearly understood, you end up with a very negative, unsuccessful, shall I say, approach, that it's all negative. The law of God, the principles of God become a chain, become a leash, a tie that binds a wearisome man to his conscience toward God. And that is not right. That is not how spiritual life works. And, you know, man is not a dog, and so God's laws, God's principles are not a chain. And so I think what we've got to understand then is that we are, yeah, sure, we are separated from all the flesh and the ways of the world, but because we are separated unto the things of God. Once you make that connection and you look at it positively, the glass half full rather than half empty, and you focus upon what you are called to be and to do for God, then the break, as it were, with the ways of the world becomes so much easier. I give you an example. A lovely brother struggling with alcoholism. I sort of noticed that he'd pretty much quit, if not quit totally. And I said to him, well, I notice, you know, a few things. How's it going? And how did you do it? Because I thought this would be helpful for him to share with others who were struggling. And he said, well, I don't really know. You know, there was no sort of, you know, point where I just suddenly stopped. But he said, oh, I actually found I didn't have time. He said, it takes time to get drunk. And, you know, he was in the church there in Riga and starting to do things in the church, starting to get involved with other people, starting to get very busy with things. And he said, well, you know, I'm just so busy. I just haven't got the time to be, you know, out for 5 hours or 6 hours of a day or something, or a whole night. I just haven't got time for that. And this is what I mean, that when you focus upon the positive, then the sort of nail-biting sort of strength of steel will is not so much required in breaking with the ways of the world. It becomes a natural process. And this theme of separation from, so that we might be separated unto the things of God, is absolutely major. It's all through the Bible. You take Deuteronomy 6:23. Israel were brought out from Egypt, God says, so that they might be brought in to the land of promise. They were brought out, separated from, that God might bring them in. The Nazarite was separated from wine, this is Numbers 6, 2 and 3, because he was separated unto the Lord. And so it's the positive separation unto that requires the, if you like, the negative separation from. Now, Abraham was told, get out of Ur. And he did so, and therefore Genesis 12 reflects that he came out of her in order to go into the land of Canaan. And that really is the pattern of our lives, that we are called to go out, that we might come in. See this in the New Testament, where repeatedly we read in the record of the Acts of the Apostles that people turned unto the Lord. You have it in Acts 11, 21. That people turned unto the Lord. And the commentary on overall on what was going on is in Acts 26:18, that men were turned from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. If they were simply turned away from darkness or the power of the flesh, power of Satan, well, that would just sort of be a very difficult thing to do. But it is a turning from darkness to something else, to light, from the power of Satan to God. And so all these people who turned to the Lord, in fact, turned away from sin and from the old ways. This is all, as I say, part of a natural process. Now, if you max out on certain issues, like you must stop drinking, you must stop this or that or the other, and then you're fit to be baptized, well, you're isolating certain issues of the turning from, but I think it's a false way of looking at it. It is all a natural process, and it is, in the end, the work of God. It is Him who brings people out from and separates them unto the things of God. Now, in Psalm 45, you have, as I see it, a record of David sort of giving a wedding address at the wedding of Solomon to a Gentile woman. And he alludes to the Mosaic laws about a Gentile woman forgetting her father's house. And whether, in fact, that is what Solomon's Egyptian bride did, I don't think so, because when you read the Song of Solomon, it's quite clear that she is all thinking about her mother's house. She has not separated from at all, nor unto, the things of the hope of Israel. But anyway, the principle is alluding to the commands in the law of Moses about this situation. And David says, forget also your own people and your father's house. That's the separation from the world. Instead of your fathers will be your children, who you shall make princes in all the land, that is, of Israel. So David is saying, instead of your fathers, instead of hankering after your father's house, you're going to have children by my son Solomon, and my little grandchildren are going to be the princes of the land of Israel. So forget your father's house, he's saying in this sort of wedding address, because instead of them will be your children, who are going to be the princes of Israel, reigning, as David liked to imagine, in the line of David. Now, that didn't exactly work out, but that was his idea. So then, there is a process going on that God is behind through His Spirit of separating people from His calling out a people for His name. There you have it again. He's doing this, and we've got to get with the program and allow Him to do this. And as I say, if you simply focus upon certain aspects of life in the darkness and say, no, this must be kicked, this must be quit, well, I'm not sure that is wise, because it is all part of a natural process. The important thing is to focus upon who we are to be, that we are God's children, we are God's people, and we have been called to do specific good works. Ephesians 2:10, there were good works prepared for us to do from the foundation of the world. And once you start to sense that, then you're onto something. And then you're in this natural process of just reforming your mind, your usage of time, your mental processes, your attitudes, the things that you really like doing, will start to change. But as I say, that is a process. And that is the program, if you like, that we're all part of. And we need to be enthusiastically, as it were, in the programme.